Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
The following is a presentation of the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
It's the show that puts you in the dugout and ready to take the field with your Twins. It's the pregame lineup card with everything you need to know before the first pitch. The lineup card is brought to you by Target, proud partner of the Minnesota Twins.
Well, tonight the Twins are sporting their City Connect uniforms. Flo Rida takes center stage here at Target Field after the game. And if we get a Twins win, that's a pretty nice little Friday trifecta. Hello, everyone. I'm Mark Janowski. Welcome to the pregame lineup card. The Twins took the series opener with Oakland last night and are looking for their third straight win as they hit the midpoint of this season-long 10-game homestand. Simeon Woods-Richardson starts for the Twins. He is coming off a good start Saturday in Pittsburgh as he allowed just one run on six hits in six and a third innings. Sim is 2-1 with a 2.84 ERA this season. This will be his first time facing Oakland. The A's are sending Mitch Spence to the mound. Oakland selected him from the Yankees in the Rule 5 draft back in December. He has appeared in 16 games here in his rookie campaign. Today is his sixth start. Spence is 4-3 on the season with a 3.68 ERA. Coming up on our show, we're going to hear from the players in terms of what they think about the threads they're going to be wearing tonight. Our tale of the tape takes us back to the Twins' record run 33 years ago, and Chris chats with Rocco. Let's take a quick peek back at last night. Tyler Soderstrom's two-run homer in the second off of Joe Ryan gave Oakland the early lead, but the Twins bounced right back. Max Kepler and Carlos Correa with back-to-back singles to begin the home half of the inning off of Luis Medina. They were on second and third with one out, and Byron Buxton singled up the middle to tie the game. There were two on with two outs in the bottom of the third, and Correa knocked one to right to score Trevor Larnach and put the Twins in front 3-2. In the fourth, Austin Martin, who was recalled earlier in the day as the Twins sent Alex Kirilloff down to St. Paul, well, he drove in a run on a fielder's choice to double the Twins' advantage. Then in the seventh, one on, two outs, Correa facing Sean Newcomb.
As this ball hit high in the air to deep left field, Carlos Correa says, we don't need all singles. Home run into the second deck, and the Twins lead 6-2. The 12th hit of the night, round tripper for Carlos Correa.
Correa's sixth homer of the season, his third hit of the game, his eighth in the last two games, the most since Eduardo Escobar in August of 2014. After pounding out 24 hits on Wednesday, the Twins had 13 last night, 12 of them singles. They defeated the A's 6-2, Oakland's sixth straight loss. Twins look to keep the bats going tonight in Game 2 of this series. We are at the park thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino. I bring in Chris Atterbury. We will again be without Dan Gladden tonight and for the rest of the series. Point out that just like last night, Roy Smalley will be able to join you, Chris, for a good chunk of the games here today and the rest of the series. Let's start with the talk of the town. The new Blues, the City Connects, your thoughts?
Well, my thought is that Roy should probably be the one talking about it because he's the style maven among
fashion
us.
Plate.
I have never, ever, under any circumstance, been asked for any sort of fashion advice, but I like them. I think they're cool. I think it's fun. I think it's obviously something targeted primarily, again, at a younger audience than you or I, but I'm into it. And not only the uniforms on the field, which the only important thing there, I think, is that the players really like it.
Yep.
My favorite thing, I was super lucky. I was in the room when Ryan Jeffers got to see his helmets for the first time. Now, he's not going to catch tonight, but we'll see him tomorrow. Todd Miska, the legendary hockey goalie mask painter, did the work. Both of them are absolutely just heart-stoppingly beautiful to look at. So
yeah.
I was really excited about that. I can't wait for people to see them. And the other stuff, the T-shirts, the pullovers, the hoodies, the hats, I think they're fantastic, and I hope the fans get behind them.
Yeah, Ryan, we will hear from Ryan Jeffers later on the show about his gear and the masks and that layer to the City Connects. So as we said earlier today, what we were deciding what to talk about, I said City Connects, and then you responded with, how about Sim Connects in terms of Simeon Woods-Richardson. Twins We've heard from him post games. We've heard from him between his starts. They're so happy with what they're seeing from the right-hander. And I have to think the expectations and the bar just keeps going higher, especially after what he did last time out, even though it was a losing outing.
Yeah, he was really good. And I think what Rocco keeps coming back to is that Sim keeps getting better. So if he's struggling with something and then he goes back to work between starts, he gets better. He shows the ability to take in information and then execute that in a more productive fashion. So I really like where he is. I think his slider's been really good. I think he mixes his pitches really well. I think tonight what I really like is they pair him, and we've seen this a lot, they pair him with Vasquez a lot, and he doesn't have to think. Sim doesn't have to think about anything at all because Christian Vasquez will do the thinking for him. And against a very aggressive Oakland team, we saw him swinging early and often yesterday. I think we're going to see a lot of off-speed early, and I think we'll see him ahead in a lot of counts, and I think it's going to be fun to watch what he does against the A's.
Off-speed, that's something the Twins are going to be seeing tonight, too, from the guy that A's are sending to the hill.
I'm kind of excited to see him because I don't have to hit against him, but Mitch Spence is an easy guy to root for. Here's a guy who didn't go to a big school, South Carolina Aiken. He wasn't a high draft pick. He was in the Yankee system, and we talked about it a lot last week, Gino, about the work they do in that organization in terms of optimizing pitchers and how much other pitchers around the league respect that work. So here's a guy who was up the ladder, hit every stop in the ladder. Last year was a 500 pitcher with an ERA north of four, nearly 4.5 at AAA for the Yankees. So they don't protect him because they don't really throw that hard. Now he comes to Oakland as a Rule 5. They have the luxury with where they are of keeping him around for the year. He was forced into the rotation with some injuries. Since then, his ERA is 3.12 in the rotation. Cutter 40% of the time, slider 40% of the time, curve 11% of the time. Again, I'm not good at math, but we're up to 91%, and he hasn't thrown a fastball yet. So everything moving also the same direction. I thought he'd be a massive split guy. Not at all. He is a pretty evenly split guy. So whether he's running that thing in on lefties or away from righties, he's been equally effective. The key to me tonight, those righties have to ride that splitter, that slider to right center field.
Yep.
If they try to pull it, if we see J.D. Davis and Max Schum in the left side of the infield fielding a lot of grounders, that's bad news for the Twins.
Right, but I also feel like right now with the way some of the guys for the Twins are going at the plate, they're wanting to let that ball get a little bit deeper and take it to the opposite way, especially Carlos Correa.
And especially a guy who's not in the lineup, and that's Royce Lewis.
Yes.
Lewis is not playing tonight, and I know that's going to make a lot of fans unhappy. They're still building him back up after the injury. You could argue till you're blue in the face, or you ripple effect blue in the
ripple
face to match
blue.
The uniforms, whether it should be tomorrow or yesterday. Fact of the matter is the people who make that decision say he's not going to start tonight in that buildup. He will potentially be available, as Rocco told me before the ball game, but they're going to have to do it without the big boy tonight.
All right. Thank you very much, Chris. We've been at the park. Thanks to Treasure Island Resort and Casino, the exclusive casino partner of the Minnesota Twins. The island is your destination for all things fun. Visit TICasino.com to plan your visit. Twins in their city connects tonight for the first time. Rocco likes them, but he may not be wearing the jersey.
They gave us all kinds of new stuff. My locker's getting pretty packed with all kinds of gear. I don't really wear the jersey too much. It's a cool-looking jersey. We're going to let all the handsome players sport the jerseys out there and all the handsome coaches. I will be probably wearing a pullover today for the game. That'll probably anger Dustin Morris and the rest of the guys that are in our group, and he'll probably be bugging me about that. But that being said, it's probably pullover day because I like the pullover.
Yeah, but it is going to be a City Connect look polo, so we want to see what that ends up looking like for Rocco.
And I told Dustin, because he was holding his head in his hands in agony as Rocco was saying that once people see Rocco out there in that pullover, they'll probably sell that thing out.
Going to the concession stands, more merchandising. It's all about merchandising. Coming up next, Rocco looks at his team's big back-to-back games at the plate. The guy who starts for Oakland tonight and more, this four-game series versus the A's, brought to you by your local Toyota dealers. Toyota, let's go places. More of the lineup card next here in your home for Twins Baseball.